Thank you for joining us today to hear a conversation with Ronald Dorsett, therapeutic home finder and recruiter for the Children's Village Foster and Adoptive Programs. The CV Communications team got a chance to sit down with Ronald and hear about his experience growing up in foster care, why he fell in love with the idea of having a biological family and a foster family, and why he is so driven to do this work. We hope you enjoy.
My story from foster care started for me and my sister. So I have a sibling who is 3 years older than me. We entered the foster care system very, very young. So my sister was 3 years old. I was 6 months. We entered the foster care system originally from our birth parents into a foster home placed in the Bronx. My birth parents grew up in Harlem, New York, which is Manhattan. So when we were placed in foster care, the goal was for us to return back to our mom and dad. Unfortunately, my mom wasn't in a place in her life to take care of us. She was a drug addict, but my dad placed us in foster care to kind of get his life together and make sure that he had a stable enough job. After a couple months, he actually got a bigger apartment and was fighting to get us back. At that time, really, really early 2000s, the system was different. He couldn't get us back. He actually lost in court, and we were placed in foster care under visitation with my dad. So that was going back and forth for a couple of years. The lady who adopted us had her own family dynamic, as most families do, right? So it was her as an older woman, and instead of calling her our foster mom, we called her grandma because she was older. And she had a daughter that was in her 20s at the time when we first entered the foster care system. And we called her sister. So we actually called her by her name. And then we, you know, looked at grandma as grandma, who was the leader of our house. Long story short, my father reached out to the grandmother and actually explained to her, like, I think you should adopt these youth because if you don't adopt these kids, they can end up back in foster care and, you know, they could get split apart. And she was actually contemplating she should do that because she was up in age. And she was like, hey, if I adopt them, I don't know what will happen. My daughter's only in her late 20s. Like, if I pass away, I won't have say so if she should readopt them or whatever. So long story short, our grandmother, so the older woman, she passes away after adopting us. And we ended up back in the foster care system, not in someone else's home, but just in foster care in general. And our older sister wound up readopting us, right? So, which was awesome. So technically I got adopted twice. but yes, so after that, me and my sister, we kind of grew up. And I do believe, I actually still believe that it was all a learning experience for our older sister to be our foster parent and now our adoptive parent. She was learning how to be a parent herself, right? At that time, she was in her early 30s and never really had experience raising children, especially at that time we were in, you know, our early teenage years. So it was a lot of growing, there was a lot of adjusting. And I fell in love with the fact of someone else being your parent when you don't have a biological parent at that time. And I actually fell in love with having two families, having, you know, one side of biological family and having an adoptive family, right? And still being your family. And I fell in love with the idea that it doesn't have to be your blood in order for you to consider them to be family, right? So it was a lot of that growing up and a lot of experience in that in schools and, you know, building relationships with people and building relationships with my biological family. At the age of 15, so I actually had the opportunity to live with my biological father after being adopted. He allowed me and my sister to come and spend some summers with him. And that was more of the time I got the time to bond with my father, right? Where I grew up in this all-woman household, right? It was grandma and her daughter, and then it was me and my older sister. So I got a chance to actually, you know, be around my father, explain to him sports that I was into, right? At that time, I was in high school, so it was a lot of that. Unfortunately, senior year of high school, he passed away and I had went away to college, right? So I still had, you know, my biological family there, but my dad passing away and I still had my adopted family. And then I went through college and, you know, learned how to navigate this young childhood. And I just wanted to give back, right? I wanted to give back to young Black kids who may have been in similar situations, knowing about foster care system, knowing about, you know, what it looks like to be adopted, right? Growing up in a poor Black neighborhood, right? That was, you know, a big thing for me at that time. So I decided to, you know, get my associates, right, in child and family studies and you know, put my foot in the door and figure out what this life is like in foster care. And I signed up for Children's Village, which was right out of college. And I started as a regular youth care specialist, working in a cottage with the youth. And I wanted to hit more of the foster side. So then I started, obviously, to work for community-based and work on the Kayleen. Had the opportunity to train foster parents, right? As well as I wanted my foster parents and my adoptive parents to be trained well, which I feel they wasn't. Right. And I feel like more could have been done. Right. More hands-on work could have been done with me. I was a young Black male navigating the projects in the Bronx and trying to get through that. So, yeah, it was a lot. So that's majority of the reason why I work for the agency now and why I work for that specific department, because if I know that the foster care system needs to change, and I know that it's not just going to take me or Kayleen or this one program at Children's Village to change. But I do believe that if I can change that one foster parent's mind, right? If I can change that one, parent or child's mind and build a family and training them properly, it would change a child's life. And I do believe my life would have maybe been different if my foster parents were trained, right? Or I wouldn't, you know, have been in certain situations, things like that. So yeah, that's my foster care experience. And I am here today. There's a meeting that we call turning your losses into gains, right? So that just means anything you lost in your life, any person or object or something significant in your life that you lost, right? Using that pain and sorrow and things that you consider to be bad and turn it into a gain. So something positive, right? So, you know, losing somebody may have taught you that I need to know how to learn with grief. I didn't know how to deal with grief, right? And how to get past that. The notion of foster care, right? And it's sad to say that when you say that to people, oh, I was in foster care, the initial reaction is like, oh, I'm so sorry to hear that, right? And like, that is a loss, right? You lost your biological family. You lost, you know, somebody that's close to you, people, a whole friends you may have grown up with, right, into the system. I believe that was my loss. I believe that losing my mother and father into the foster care system, and now, you know, having to be in this new family that I don't know, and I have to get adjusted to them while having my biological family there, was technically a loss. But I think the gain is that now I get to look at it from the other side. Right, I get to look at it from the training side. And I think that changing people's perspective on the foster care system is what I really, really want to do in this program, what I really, really want to do in my life. And I love the fact that I have the opportunity to handpick foster parents, which is not a thing, right? Normally, agencies are like, oh, you want to be a foster parent? Come on. Like, I got you. But I really hone in on the fact that, like, if it doesn't feel right, if Kayleen and I and our program feel that this person is not in it for the right experience or for the right cause, then we can say no, right? And that, I take that with a grain of salt, because certain people don't need to be foster parents, right? Certain people need to be mentors. Certain people need to be staff members, right? Being a foster parent is so life-changing that people take that for granted. So I have a really big job, a really big duty, but I also don't take it lightly. Right. And I love to have conversations with people and say, foster care isn't for you. Or when I was in foster care, I would have wanted my parents to be like this. Right. Kayleen and I both have, you know, personal connections to the foster care system. So every day we wake up and do this job doesn't come because we want a paycheck. We're working not for profit. So it doesn't mean we're getting a bunch of money, but we do it every day because it comes from a personal place. Right. This is something that I love. This is something I wake up and do because I want to change. So yeah, that's the program. And that's why I don't think I'll be leaving this program for a while, because it's so inspiring.
Thank you again for joining us today, and we hope you enjoyed listening to Ronald's story. If you'd like to learn more about foster and adoptive programs at the Children's Village, please visit our website at www.childrensvillage.org.